or scratch my head, or geez, I mean, I couldn't really do very much. And I thought that would be the rest of my life. But, you know, I thought, let's take a chance and see if I can reach that cup. And I'll never forget it. It was probably one of the proudest moments in my life. I reached for that cup and I took a drink and then I put it back. And then I remember my mother looking at me and she said, "Did you just move that cup?" And wow, did I have a big, huge smile on my face. And that was at a time when I wasn't smiling very much, to be honest with you. But just the joy I felt in being able to get my own glass of water and drink it myself was just immeasurable. I felt I'd done a lot of things in my life prior to that where I had felt a sense of pride, but really nothing I think hit quite as close to this. It's still, as we're talking about it, I can still experience that feeling of joy and accomplishment. And it's not to say that my life was perfect from that point on, far, far from it. But, you know, one of the lessons I learned and started to really think about as I was adjusting to my new situation is, what are all the things I still have to feel grateful for? And really that's what kept me going. There was so much when I really thought about it. Sure, there's always things in our life that we wished were better. You know, we had more time, or we maybe had more money, or more, who knows, it could be anything. It could be more friends. It could be, you know, even more food, especially when we think about the times now and what people are sacrificing, even in terms of the bare necessities such as food. But, you know, when my experience is, when I had most of that taken away from me, including food at that point too, to be honest, I wasn't able to eat. It's so amazing when I started to get these things back, how much I appreciated them. They took on a whole new meaning for me. And perhaps maybe even just with food, I was forced to eat a lot slower. So in eating food slower, I know the term now, but you become more mindful. And through Eco Wisdom, I remember we had I think Punky was there as well, and maybe you were there even that day, Charlotte, but Kari had us take a piece of food, and in my case it was a piece of pineapple, and we looked at the shapes, the colors, the smell, and in my case I even thought about all the hands this pineapple passed through, because I was pretty sure it wasn't grown in my locally, or even or say not in my backyard, or even locally. And when I started to think about the effort, the water, the sun, all the people and the transportation that had gone through to even get to me, just seemed like a miracle in itself. And it just created a deeper sense of gratitude. And I'll just say that I'd never tasted pineapple so good.
That's a good thought. As we're looking at our virtual buffet of delicious thoughts and thought bites. You know, for everything, there is a season by the birds. As we turn, 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 think within yourself. What season are you in now? Are you in a season of joy? Are you in a season of fear? Think about things that people have maybe offered you or that you might have heard about, but didn't feel just quite ready to settle. During this show, and as we go into this marvelous month of May, give yourself some opportunities to just sit and express, to sit and let yourself feel anything happening in your body, something as simple as Kim getting that glass of water, something that is working. And as you explore that path, or as I've had the experience in exploring that, I found an abundance of things that are there that are working for me. So we're going to listen to that song, and then we're going to come back with more poetry and delectable bites of information and inspiration. I'm Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, and this is CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca.
Season, turn, turn, turn. And day of time. A lot of food. For you, dear listener, perhaps no one has told you how awesome you are this week, how incredibly thoughtful, caring, and community-minded you are. I'm Celia, host of Free Voices on Thursdays at 3 p.m. and on behalf of everyone here at CJSF 90.1 FM, allow me to fill your cup with goodness. Allow yourself to soak up the great tunes, good vibes, and warm fuzzy feelings as our compliment to you for being so awesome. Thank you.
This is Charlotte Farrell of The Salua Show. My guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you hear. Everybody has the ability to change something. Sometimes when people talk about acting up, they show demonstrations, violence, anger, but there are other ways to really speak up and ways that you can act up and you can change. It might be writing a letter. If you can't write, you could dictate. There is power in the letters, the number of letters that people have gotten saying that they want to know more about what's happening with people who have different ability levels. The power of the pen and writing and asking for people to speak up for having an emotional moment just thinking of the title, The Safe Supply, places where people can go and safely be observed while they're taking medication and working toward, aiming toward sobriety. People having the heart to not complain because someone has decided that they're going to put a rehabilitation center in their neighborhood. We say we want change, but you know, thinking about that thing within you that says, but not in my neighborhood, but being one of the people that says yes to being on committees. There are all kinds of opportunities in every city. I'm a dual citizen, the opportunities in the United States, the opportunities in Canada to get on advocacy committees, to get onto neighborhood committees, to be on the parks committee and talk about programs that make life, make the enjoyment of whatever place accessible and enjoyable for all. So with that commercial form, doing what's acceptable. Karen has a comment.
I was going to say, I do have a poem if there's time.
Yeah.
I've read it before, Charlotte, but it's quite appropriate for today. It's the one that I wrote for Mother Earth. Mother Earth, how wondrous and beautiful you are. You give us life in each season. You give us beauty, a reflection of stages in our life. In spring, you give life. You bring forth your children, flowers, trees, animals with their offspring, so sweet, cuddly with their mothers. In summer, you bring joy. Your children play with endless energy and love that seems to never end. As summer changes to fall, the colors are dark and age shows. Mother Earth has matured. She is getting ready for her deep sleep. Winter brings a blanket of snow in which darkness, peace, quiet, there is rest. The white snow covers her peacefully until it is time for spring to renew itself and life begins again.
I love those images. Life begins again. Every day, every time we're able to open our eyes, life begins again. Thank you, Karen. You know, I had an image when you were talking about Mother Earth and embracing the earth. When I was a child, which was a few decades ago, my grandmother used to spread a pallet in the backyard, you know, for us to lay down and take a nap. And I used to hear then the old people talk about being able to, at some time during the week, lay where you're touching the earth, and that there's an energy, there's a thing that is happening and you can feel it. So here in Vancouver, I went out and I spread my blanket and laid down, and I did connection. It's a thing of overcoming fear because, you know, in a big urban city, even out in the woods, I'm afraid, you know, is a bear going to jump on top of me in the city? But that there is a refreshing. Have you ever experienced that, Kim, of feeling the earth, feeling the rhythm of the earth just by laying on the sand or laying on grass?
Yes, I have. I have actually feel the vibration even in my chair, just sitting quietly. I remember when I was young, actually being by the river in near Squamish or Chehalis, and being able to see a deer in the river, going crossing the river. That was when I was quite young. I was alone and it was quite peaceful. But when I was alone, I felt the earth move a bit too. It's hard to explain. It doesn't move like the earthquake. It's community energy or communal energy.
Punky, I feel a lot of energy too when it's really hard to describe in words. There are times when I've been actually able to put my my toes in the sand. Now I can't feel, because of my accident, I'm not able to feel hot or cold. And I can't even feel the sand or even the water properly. It just doesn't, it's not 100%, but you know, just sometimes I just imagine and I look at the sand in my feet and I feel the warmth of the sun in my eyes. And it just feels like I'm part of the earth. I'm one with the earth. And when I really take time to just sit there and do nothing but just enjoy the sights and the sounds and the feelings, I do feel at one with the earth and Mother Nature. And it's definitely a very calming, relaxing feeling. And really, I don't think I want to go back to work or whatever once I'm in those spots. I pretty much just want to have a nap. It feels so nice. I don't know. Do you feel that way too, Punky? Especially I find that when it's a beautiful sunny day.
Yes, I do. Yesterday, I went to my local hangout about 3 times, I guess, yesterday. I was there alone the first time, sitting on a table with some other people, but they were talking to other people. My coffee, I was about to leave, crossing the street. Somebody said, "Oh, hi, Karen, blah, blah." And we went back into the cafe and started talking again at the same table. So things like that can happen. And when it comes to my kitty, as it must be the same with your dog, there are times when you just can feel them around without seeing them. And know that they're around you. And I've always felt even my kitty that isn't alive anymore around me at times. I know that's going a bit beyond what we're talking about, but all the energy is part of the earth.
Right. I write poetry, and a few years ago, the first book that I wrote all the poems in longhand first before typing them out. And I wrote them sometimes sitting close to the ocean or Lake Ontario, or not in the woods, but just in a place where the earth itself was supportive, where I didn't feel like there were people that I could talk to or people that felt supportive of, because I had been in an accident, had a spinal bruise, a brain hematoma, and wasn't able to do the kind of work I'd been doing as a health promotion consultant to the city of Toronto. I was depressed, but I found being able to sit out at a park or sit somewhere and just scribble my emotions, the environment of the place was like the yes. You know, people, sometimes if you talk to people about your troubles, they say, yeah, okay, they don't want to dwell with that. But I think that there's a poem I'm going to share, but it's writing this poem recently in the backyard, my son's backyard, has reminded me that being able to do something like listening to the radio while sitting in the park or sitting in a backyard, like sitting at our imaginary buffet this morning, you hear a rustling, and that rustling made me feel like I was in different places in the earth. So this poem is called Rustling Evokes Resolution. Rustling, rustling. Did you hear it? That big elm tree sounds like the ocean roaring to me. Stealthily and steadfastly, you bring us confidence in waves, seeding gratitude for another day to feel your power. Little birds being fed in the arms of your branches greet sunrise and sunset, chirping joyfully about your power, signaling us it's time to dream and project, sealing our commitment to reflect and recommit, to share quick or ebullient hugs, to share shameless, boldly share our enthusiasm to remember you were here first, enabling us to sweetly slumber, waking up with the confidence to resist lumber mills for paper, like the welcoming waves of nearby bodies of water. Your rushing draws us to care outside, come outside, rush outside singing, engaging the life support of kindred souls, embracing the eternal support of interconnected beings, rustling, rustling, rustling. End of poem.
Charlotte, I like the part in the poem that speaks to the interconnectedness. And Punky mentioned her fur baby that she likes to take for walks or and in her home, I see the fur baby almost everywhere she is. Her cat is present. And it's interesting how even more connected I can feel sometimes when we're looking after my brother's dog, mind you, that's been going on for 3 years. So as Punky says, I think that's my nephew now. When I take him with me to the local park or even on a walk, it's amazing, you know, just having him there, how much more he connects me to everything else that's there. And sometimes it's actually in a physical way where people seem, I think I'm more approachable when I have the dog on my lap. I just sit there in my wheelchair sometimes and, you know, listen to the sights and sounds, and the kids or adults will come up. Can I meet your dog? And so we have a conversation, and, you know, at that point I'll often say, isn't it a beautiful day? You know, we just feel gratitude. It feels like we're all just grateful to be there, grateful for life, grateful for the sun that's shining on us, and just grateful for all of us being there. All when I feel that energy around me, it energizes me. It's a real, I have to say, it's always a positive feeling when I'm in nature. It uplifts my mood. I feel more relaxed. I know it helps with my immune system and you know, so much more, really. And when I'm sitting under a tree or sitting quietly, often it's when I'm my most creative. I'm not the analytical kind of what appointments do I have next, or, you know, this is my to-do list. For when I'm in that relaxed kind of meditative state, and you can be mindful doing anything. You can just watch the trees. Sometimes it's watching the trees blow in the wind. You know, there's so much just to watch, and watching the children play. It really connects me to all things in this natural world. And when I become that connected and relaxed, I also feel it brings out the creative side in me. And it's just a wonderful place to be, really. I'm almost addicted to it. It's a great medicine.
Yes.
And all natural, all free. I can't really think of a better medicine in the world, really, for you know, regular ailments, you know, regular daily ailments. And, you know, it is natural, it's free. And I wished everybody would spend more time in nature. We'd be a much happier world, I think, and we'd be kinder to each other.
Well, that sounds like a great dessert item for our imaginary. We know, since we made it so real, it's not really imaginary. You just can't see it. We're tasting the deliciousness of positive ideas, the deliciousness of spending some time investing in yourself, the time to meditate, the time to just let go and let whatever wants to come out through a song, through a letter, through a poem, letting it come through and watching how that builds a fire and builds a feeling in you to say,
But yeah. I've been able to sit outside, not sit outside, but my bay window, and there's a little community garden along the street, and across the street, one community garden always had a sunflower. The past 2 or 3 summers, I've been able to look out in the summer and see the sunflower across the street, big and tall.
Well, maybe some people will, as they're walking over this weekend, stop a moment to pause at the sunflowers or magnolias or other beautiful things that are blossoming along the way. I want to say in advance. You'll hear us a couple of days before Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all of those that are mothers and that have been like mothers to others, those that have mothered causes, mothers, those that have broken and built people's spirits, those that are just endeavoring to make the world a good, comfortable, healthy place for all to live. Usually when I go out, I'll say, I'll see you again next week at 10, and I'll say that no matter what time it is, I always say it's love time, poem time. Today, I'm going to be paying tribute to your spirit mama. It's a poem that I wrote during the time that my mother passed away, during Mother's Day week. And writing poetry, I would encourage you to write poetry. Maybe at some point you might put it into a song, but writing a poem to someone that you have loved that's passed on is a very healing emotion. So without further ado, I'm going to say, Mama, I love you, and I'm paying tribute to your spirit and paying tribute to have been on earth, shared their love, and helped someone else to move forward in raising families, raising communities, and having gratitude of their own. I'm so thankful for the gratitude that Kim and Punky have expressed and shared today, and to the Eco Wisdom Program for the way that it encourages people to be out in nature and to feel how Mother Nature supports us.
I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Paying tribute to your spirit of love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Now that you've gone, I told you that I loved you, but it's not enough. The words are too few for the essence of you. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama. Tribute to your spirit, Mama, for your tireless hands that fashion new dresses when I long for the ones at Macy's that cost more than Daddy made. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, your endless treks to sales, downtown, overtown, to the plaza, to where 5 pairs of shoes, 5 sets of clothes, 10 days of groceries on a postman's bi-weekly pay. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for facing freezing snowstorms, spending lonely nights at home while self-centered kids did all over the country roam. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for the PTA meetings you attended, the dances you and Daddy chaperoned while other parents groaned. I'm paying tribute to your spirit. I'm paying tribute to your spirit, Mama, for ever reminding us to slow down and smell the roses, do one thing at a time. Wait upon the Lord and hear the quiet ways and solutions He whispers at sunrise.
Well, hello. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, host of the Saluau Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. Comes on 10 a.m. every Friday morning. Thank you for listening. Every time you turn into our frequency on the dial, your support of diverse, independent media does not go unnoticed. We are extremely grateful that you have chosen to listen to us. Thank you for turning into CJSF 90.1 FM.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.